I'm just going to hit record now while Coops enjoys his, what is that, pasta?
It's vegan pasta.
So we're in Spain and he's eating Italian.
Vegan Italian.
In my defence, I've had tapas for the last two nights. Let me be Mr. Hungover today and have some pasta.
What else have you had for the last two nights?
Oh, Dexie.
To be fair, though, like we were eating American, so yesterday when we were out and about, we were like walking around going, like, what are we going to do? And then awesome Adam turns around and goes, should we get Five Guys? And we all went, yeah?
When you told me that, I was like, that's a bit sad.
Nice burger.
It was a really good burger.
Yeah, we've not had those before.
They don't get those in rural Wiltshire.
What do you mean it was sad anyway? What was that all about?
It's just like eating American, but then I had a burger last night anyway.
Let me give you the down low. Milo doesn't do fast food. That's
why don't
it.
We make the getting to know you question today about food again? Why not?
Why not? We've reset our palates, haven't we? We're here. And we had tapas last night, and now I've discovered sangria. Mm-hmm.
Sangria.
Oh, it's good.
Speaking of sangria.
It's the devil juice, bro. I'm telling you, it's the devil juice.
It is. We had tapas last night, and we had like this biggest jug of it, and I'd had a couple of glasses last night after we'd finished day one.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying to me, it's going to hit you in the morning, and it didn't.
You were hashtag blessed. The devil juice didn't get you.
No, but hopefully tomorrow it will.
It hit Coops in the morning, didn't it, man?
It's still hitting him now.
Literally, bro, literally. Joe, I hate you. I actually hate you every week you pick on me.
You know, if I was going to pick on you, Coops, I'd say that sangria is kind of like a ginger drink.
Amazing. Roll the bloody
like
music.
Orange.
This week, live from Barcelona, it's a triage of sangria, sunshine and shinies with the Incensed Boys, all sat round a table. We found a bar. Stick with us on episode 141. Wow. Welcome to the Incensed Podcast. And yes, boys, we are actually here live in Barcelona on the Saturday afternoon. How are we doing?
Should I just say?
We're really good. You're thinking what I'm thinking, aren't you?
Well, yeah. You are about to be like, hungover are we, Coops? I might as well let everyone know, yes, I've been going in. I've been loving Barcelona a little bit too much.
In fact, if you look on TikTok, there's some karaoke videos of you, isn't there?
They're on TikTok?
Yeah, Milo posted them when you sent them to him.
What, on the Incense Podcast TikTok?
Absolutely.
Pugamilo UK, my brother, you are right, mate. Another live episode. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to put it out there. I loved the live in London one. I thought it was the best episode until I left. And obviously after that, it was rubbish. But I'm here for the whole time for this one. I couldn't be happier, boys. I'm absolutely loving Barcelona. What about you lot?
It's funny you say that because the last episode that we dropped was live in New York with a nice little... What were you two doing in our studio?
That
I've got
weird.
To ask.
Yeah, I haven't listened back yet, so I don't know. But yeah, it was weird.
We turned up thinking it was recording night, didn't we? And there's just the two of us on and we were like, who's going to do something with this? I don't know.
Someone went trigger happy with the soundboard. That's all I remember.
Well, Ian wasn't there.
So who was it? He left his soul behind.
I manifested it.
It was me. No, but yeah, no, sorry. So I mean, the second live one that I've been a part of. But yeah, I forget. God, back to back.
Back to back lives.
Back to back lives. We've got to make this like a new thing.
For the listeners listening to 141, thank you for sticking with us this far. These live shows, we wanted to do this, didn't we? It was on our bucket list, was it? Live
Absolutely,
show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now we're on to like third ones. You know, second altogether, but third one.
Yeah.
You know. We're sat here, nice little bar area, just outside the Westfield Centre in Barcelona, one of the meet-up points.
Westfield Glories
for Pokemon Go. And there's a real buzz about the place. You know, we record this on day two. Everyone's having a blast. It feels nice, good energy. And we're sat here, and like I said, like last week we're saying we're going to be in Barcelona next week. We're here now. Guys, that handbrake on time just needs to be a little bit tighter, doesn't it? Because we need to enjoy this and savour this.
Who's got the 10 mil spanner? We can use that.
I think we definitely need a 10 mil spanner because this city, it really doesn't stop. Flashback to New York. Yes, Coops, beep, 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 beep. I think I've had as much sleep here as I did in New York.
That might be down to your own fault, but yeah, it is very full-on, intense with the Friday and the Saturday event, and of course, for us tomorrow, we've got Com Day for Timber as well. We won't be able to review on this show. Duh.
With all due respect, this does not need reviewing. It's going to be the best 3 hours of the year. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me.
But, in life, generally, was that your best 3 hours of life?
Depends if I
no,
get
have you, have you seen the videos of his night out last night?
So, which footage he shot himself in?
The only thing missing was Pen Pal Simon, eh, Coops?
Hey, Pal Simon.
For real, Marky, I agree with you. The sun is out. My guns are literally out right now, or they're trying to be out. I am wearing a tank top.
So we said we wanted a 10 mil spanner, not 10 mil guns, Coops.
Yeah,
come on,
no,
Jesus.
Fair.
Put them away.
Yeah, no, it's literally been amazing. Everything's lured up. And yet
no,
we're going
to...
Wrong podcast.
Wrong podcast.
Oh, everything is incensed up. Is that right?
I think we've got to move on. It is still an episode of the Incensed Podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you could do so...
pop your incenses, champions. Let's go.
And if you're listening to this show and get something awesome, Hundo, Shiny, Nundo, combination of them, we'd love to know if you actually get something while listening to the episode, and you can do that through any of our socials, X, Instagram, Campfire, Threads. Ian has just picked up a Shiny Unknown C.
Wow.
Which is a letter in Incensed.
But it that wasn't works. An Incensed spawn, but I'll take the Shiny.
C is for champion.
Tag us.
Using hashtag... Shinies of the Week.
That is S
H
I
N
I
E
S O
F T
H
E
W
E
E K.
Yeah.
We finally did it.
Woohoo!
We finally did it. So drop that hashtag on your post, and it makes it very nice and easy for us to find your Shinies of the Week. It's going to be a bit of a funky show, talking mostly about Barcelona, our experiences of it, etc., the city safari. But
while the bar staff trashed the place.
Exactly. And speaking of, where's my drink? But
just tell me about you, mate. Just what's going on?
So we are sat here at a bar in Barcelona, and we've had a fair amount of time to experience the city, venture around.
I thought he was going to say we had a fair amount of sangria.
I haven't had any today. I'm actually quite sad. But boys, just tell me, Barcelona, now you've been here, what comes to your mind? We've all explored a bit. We've been around the city. Some of us have been on a hop-on, hop-off bus. Or just your favourite part of the city.
You were thinking the same thing as me. Maybe. Good question, Pokemon UK. Mate, I'll be honest, I've fallen in love with this place. Yesterday, played the whole day with you lot, as we know. But today, I've not turned on the game once, even though I've paid for it just because I'm in awe. The beaches are incredible. The people and the vibe is just incredible. Expensive. Bro, literally, I looked at my bank account today and I was like, how have I spent that much? And yesterday we got sangria, which was 40 euros. 40 euros for sangria.
Where did you go?
Some beach club.
It was laced with gold.
No, literally, love the city. Honestly, I've literally said to the missus, I've said, we need to come here because it's just incredible. The buildings, cathedrals. Very, very, very happy. And of course, it's sunny. You know, can't complain.
Never been to Barcelona. This is a first for me. I had no expectations before getting here and seeing what it was like. But for me, it's the vastness of the architecture and everything about
it. That's the word I was looking for, Marcus. I said buildings, cathedrals, the architecture. Sorry, mate.
No, it's all right, because I've read bits about it. I've been told by my family that have been here. They said, it's Gaudi, isn't it? It's Gaudi, isn't it? It's Gaudi.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate. So we've got a little apartment. My awesome wife, not awesome Adam, my awesome wife.
Has he got a rival?
And we've got a window view of the unfinished cathedral. I'll drop a shout out to Alex Nexton, lovely guy from Ireland, lives in Spain. Just walking around it the last couple of nights, seeing all the architecture, seeing all the work they're doing. They're going to finish it in 2026, basically, but it will be the finished cathedral.
Yes.
Good job the church isn't in England. Lots of council out there to the HS2.
Oh, yeah, just sit there, scaffolding forever.
We're not going to the north, which is what we designed it for.
But it's okay, Ian, because you live in the Midlands, so that's okay. But what I would say is, with just the structure of it, it's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful, amazing structure. Found out a story. I reason I mentioned Alex. Alex told me an amazing story. And if I've butchered this, please don't use this as a reference point. Wikipedia is there to correct me.
You trust Wikipedia?
No, what I'm saying is, if it's different to what I say, more reliable than us.
Indeed.
But a story I was told, I'm talking about what I loved about Barcelona, is like the stories and that behind some of this. Like, apparently a priest was knocked down by a cart at the back of where the cathedral was. And I don't know if he'd just been doing a ceremonial event there.
Yeah.
But he lay there for 3 days, didn't find him. And I'm like...
That's wild.
That's wild, isn't it? But anyway, Gaudi buildings, the architecture, it's so out there. It's nothing like anything else I've seen. And the best way I describe them is like, I'm not disrespecting the other buildings. They're not all built in 1970. It's not like Milton Keynes here.
Tower blocks.
Yeah. But these Gaudi buildings, they're just in the middle of different architecture. The Gaudi stuff is so unique.
They stand out.
But for me, you know, I thought it was going to be about the sangria, the sunshine and all of that. But for me, it is the architecture, all the buildings.
Absolutely. I have to agree with both of you because it's just so different from what we're used to. So it's been a beautiful thing to go and look around. I have fallen in love with this place as well. Walking around, particularly the Gothic Quarter with the little side streets and going around there, the sensory smell of the place is perhaps a little bit off. So
you do get a whiff of that, don't you, every so often?
Yeah. It's the heat, I think. Heat and the drains. And it's just, it's grim nasally, but visually and just culturally it is fabulous. And I've thoroughly enjoyed walking around like the little side roads and finding little quads and courtyards and things. And the Citadel Park is also beautiful. So I would say probably that's my favourite thing. Is the little Gothic quarter with all the, particularly with the EV stops. It's a good place to go around for the EV stops here. What about you, Vasa?
The city is actually really very pretty. Massively different to Seville. Totally different vibe to Seville. But it is very laid. You could have come. I need to echo what you say. The architecture in a lot of the places is gorgeous. I mean, I'm looking across the road at a McDonald's and a Burger King. I mean, you just don't get that anywhere else.
And if you look closely, you can see a Starbucks.
Oh, there is a Starbucks there as well.
Set up in the most visually aesthetic area.
The Mamas over there. Oh, no, it's a Fever gym. Sorry.
But it's a nice city. It's a bigger city than I expected it to be. This city is great. I would love to come back, spend more time here and see a lot more of it because there is so much more to see.
See, now, I appreciate you answering the question, but I don't think you're being honest, Ian Wolfhall. I don't think you are. What is your favourite part about Barcelona?
The women.
Amazing. Listen, very good looking people out here. Female and male. Very, very, very good looking people. Definitely doesn't feel right. My ugly mutt being him.
But to be fair, I've never seen you with such a smile on your face as you are this weekend.
Yeah, because I'm playing Pokemon Go again, mate.
There you go.
See? Exactly. You tried to do me dirty then. Oh God. That was a good reply from me, hey?
That was very good.
Thank you very much, boys. Before we move on to the main chat, perhaps. We may have a Canadian air dropping in. Coops is rising.
They're never far away from each other.
Careful, stop the drinks.
What did you just say?
I said they're never far away from each other.
Oh, here he goes.
What's been your least favourite part of Barcelona over this weekend? Do the flip coin side of what we've just talked about.
Oh my God. Here he is. And we've also got awesome Adam as well. The streamer is going to be joining us in literally about 10 seconds' time.
Dax.
Hello, hello.
Say you're terrible.
You're terrible at giving directions.
Who, me? Bro,
Dax,
come on, take
one
a
thing
seat.
I'll say in Coops of Defence, he's better than Francesco and Milo because I was looking for them for nearly an hour earlier.
There's a cafe over there with
the
exact same name.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's my bad then. Hey, well, anyway, nice welcome on the show there with that abuse. It's getting bad.
You just don't get a break.
I know, mate.
I'll stick it up for you.
The one time, yeah? The one time.
Well, you treat them mean, keep them keen, man.
Anyway, moving on, Ian. Pokey Daxi and awesome Adam. Guys,
hello.
Hi. Adam, we literally just said we need to actually have you on as a guest.
Yeah.
Are you down for that?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. We'll sort a date out. Sorry if you don't want to, we just put you on the spot.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I'm down.
You never heard of it again.
How are you, mate? Are you good?
I'm good, yeah. It's just like you're telling me to go around all of Barcelona trying to find you.
We found five.
You're here now, baby.
Over here.
It took like 10 different taxis to get here, so you owe me some money.
Well, incidentally, the question we just asked was, what's been your least favorite part of Barcelona? So I assume Coops' directions.
Coops' directions.
Damn.
Oh, the Ubers here for sure. They've been terrible.
Yeah, it's actually true. Yeah. Ubering is not the way. We waited like 20 minutes and they kept getting canceled, so we just ended up getting a taxi because they're just so much more efficient.
Canceled
and they drive fast.
Yep.
Oh, the taxis, brother.
Yeah, taxis
Tokyo,
are here.
Tokyo Drift out here.
Because it's really funny. Adam and Dax, you guys are going with your worst part about Barcelona is the Ubers. Mine, I'm going to just be completely honest and say nothing.
That's not true.
What?
Oh, I've heard a lot of complaining.
Yeah, because I'm with you. what have I said I hate about Barcelona?
No, you're right. I guess it was just like the Ubers.
I think, honestly, I hate how strong the sangria is.
The hangovers.
Yeah, the hangovers.
And I open the curtain in the morning, Coops is like, ah!
I'm like a witch melting, bro. But yeah, I know it's a bit cringe, but I'm just going to sort of say no. What about you, Ian?
Good question. Really don't want to go too negative, so I agree with Adam and Dax. I was trying to get an Uber from the airport for like half an hour and then just bailed and ended up paying for a taxi. I think the thing I dislike the most about Barcelona is, and this might sound stupid, how sort of urban and modern it is. You don't come to Spain expecting to see a Burger King, McDonald's and Starbucks all like next door to each other. I would like to see a little bit more of a traditional character. Well, that is here, but the modern parts are starting to seep through. And also, half of the town is a construction site at the moment, and that is not ideal.
It's been rough getting around, for sure.
For someone who works in construction, I love seeing everything dug up and infrastructure being money being spent on, because it keeps the wheels turning. You know, fortunately, we've been on foot for most of it since we've been in here. For me, the thing I hate the most about Barcelona is how much it's going to make me dislike things back in the UK even more now. Like, out here, Starbucks open till 10 p.m. Back home, shuts at 6. We had tapas last night. Lovely meal. Me and my wife had a great evening. And we left there at like 9:30. And we just walked and just got ice cream. And everywhere was just open and it just felt vibrant and it was just lovely.
It's actually not, though. There's so many curfews in London. It used to be like that 10 years ago, but you're right. It's so nice to go out and about at 11. You're still able to go and get food and places are open till 2:30 for sangria and headache combined.
But that's the thing, like with Barcelona, it is so vibrant out there. And you're right, you know, we are in an urban area, it's a big city. The thing I thought Coops was going to say that he disliked was they sold out of Barcelona home shirts. I mean, that's never happened with our teams, does it?
Yes, that's a real. Yeah, we tried to buy a Barcelona kit, didn't we?
We did,
and we went in there. Because we went in there and there were none of the home shirts, the actual blue and red. And we were looking at all the away kits and I was like, bro, like, am I thinking of the wrong football team? So, you know, we eventually asked him and we say, mate, obviously love these kits. Like, where are the home ones? And he was like, sold out. I went, what?
What? Went, that never happens.
I was like, what the hell? We'll probably be dead by the time that happens to Leeds and Crystal Palace.
Exactly,
mate.
Yeah. Yeah,
that definitely doesn't happen at Sellers Park, mate.
Not at Elendrove either, no.
Actually, yeah, good one. That's my worst part about Barcelona. I couldn't buy a bloody home shirt.
So, Whitfield, what do you dislike the most?
To wrap up, it was sort of the intro to the whole question, is the aroma that arises sort of reasonably frequently. And you get a waft of sewage and drains as you're wandering around. It is enough to make you actually want to be sick in the street.
Also, now you talk about it, we talked about this in New York, the toilets don't flush properly here.
Are you using them correctly?
Man, we sound pathetic right now. Do you know that? We sound so pathetic.
First, you know what? I don't like the negativity going around.
Yeah, right? Right?
You arrived at the wrong time.
I agree with everything you just said, Dax. Love you. Right.
Let's put this back on a positive road, shall we? So let's actually jump into the main chat.
If you're going to ask about GoFest, I'm not sure if mine's going to be positive. Oh, where are we at? City Safari Zone. Yeah, I'm not sure mine's going to be positive, but
we'll leave you till last then. So the main chat, City Safari Barcelona, as the scooter boys make their way past us. So we'll have a little flex game later on, look at the shinies, etc. But as an overall experience, what do we think about it? You know, with the EV stops, the locations, going around, etc., compared to a typical safari zone?
I think one of the biggest problems, or at least with the concept, is that the city is at the mercy of how good the city is for Pokemon Go as a whole. So I heard that in Seoul City Safari, it wasn't that great. And it wasn't probably because of the spawns and the shiny rates, but it was just because Seoul is probably not the most stopped up place ever. Barcelona has been great if you're in the right areas where you can get a lot of spawns. So overall, it's been a good experience. I didn't do the best. I didn't play the hardest, though. I will say I think they could work a little bit on the spawn choices. Because, like, a couple in there, like, who decided to put in Loudred in the spawn
shiny
pool?
Shiny potential.
I don't care. There's just a couple joys. A Sandy Gas. Like, I think all the spawns should be able to be shiny, and they should be more valuable stuff, especially when it's an in-person event and people are spending money to come out. But overall, it's been good. I kind of find it like it's just a nerfed Go Fest. In my opinion, it's just a little bit of a nerfed Go Fest. But what about you, Adam?
I actually really am enjoying City Safari, and I could see the theme that they're doing with Spain, because, like, Loudra with the music. You got Sandy Gas because of the beaches. So I can see what they were doing with that, right?
I've literally just only got that. I didn't realize that's what...
Yeah, so it's like a theme.
Oh, damn. Yeah. And Squirtle just because.
Squirtle because of water, I guess, you know? So, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Damn. I don't know. He's jamming, you know? Like, but I'll say my personal... Like, so I love everything about this event. I think it's great. And it gives accessibility to cities that have never had events before. And Barcelona has never had anything. There's a huge audience of Pokemon fans here, as you can see, you know, from us walking around. But the one thing I did not like about this event is that it's about exploring the city, but they have these EVs locked behind these certain stops, which I don't like. I think the alternative should have been quests where you had to walk, like walk a kilometer, walk 3 kilometers, and then you get an EV from that quest. I think that personally should have been the route they went instead of going to a specific stop, because I think that takes the fun out of it. I think you just walking, you unlock in the quest, and you click on your EVs, and you're good with the quest. That's what I think they should have done. That's my only bad, like, thing about the event so far, honestly, for me personally.
But generally, both of you think it's good, yeah? Loving
it. I think it's good.
Sorry, that sounded really sarcastic. I'm just railing myself up for my one. Right, who's next? You said you're going to keep the negative one till last. Marky boy, talk to me.
I've loved it. And for me, Pokemon Go, as a backdrop to this whole event, gets everyone here. We've said this before, it's about the live experience. It's about meeting people. It's about sharing stories. The game, we all want the game to be amazing. I'd agree with you, Adam. I like the idea of the EVs being in parts around the city, but actually I think there might be more common sense by making you walk distances to get them. I like that. That's quite, they'll learn from that, hopefully. But how big is it here? You know, how many people are here? You know, we talk about a city experience. This city's doing what it would normally do on a Saturday afternoon as we sit here and record. People are going by their normal world and their lives, aren't they? It's another place to see. It gives Barcelona an event. It allows people in Spain to have, like, we said Seville last year, but it was in a park. It means that people can have their own experiences around a place, which is what I like about it. And I think this format, it works. I think with these events, when you travel, you spend money and come to them. But I don't want them making Skidoo available to everyone now. Selfishly, I want them to keep that lot behind these events.
Yeah, I also think, like, the EVs are a nice touch, but I don't really know why they're capping them to 15, 16. I think if you come to this event, you should be able to get the shiny of with the background. Because, again, if you compare it to the amount of players in the world, there's only so many people who are going to be at Barcelona City Safari get this shiny. Like, why are you capping it so that, like, you want to make it even more limited where it's this pool of people who come to this event, but not all of them, only some of them get the EV, or at least has a chance. Like you said, if you add it in quests, in field research, you can try for it more. Now it's more like just a luck of the draw. Oh, you paid money to play this event, but no, you don't get this exclusive shiny.
Totally. And it is the most exclusive shiny. It will probably be the rarest shiny in the whole game.
It will be,
because you've
had
like 17 checks at it, and that is it. That's all you're going to get. I actually enjoyed it. I was a little bit hesitant coming out here because I didn't know what to expect. Totally new concept playing off of the city part of the sort of recent live events. I think with a few tweaks here and there, it could be improved, because if there was an easier way of checking where the EV stops were rather than checking campfire regularly, that would be better. And there is, because there's little flabebes around the bottom of the stops, but from a distance you can't really see that. So I think more visibility about where these stops are would be better. Totally agree with Adam and Dax that more attempts at the EV, because that and Skidoo are what this event's been sold to people on. The rest of the spawns, they're okay, but they're nothing special. But in terms of the actual event, I have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the place. It's a great location. I don't think they would have done a park-based event in Barcelona, if I'm honest. So I think it brings it onto the map.
I have to agree. I don't think there's actually enough space. The Citadel Park is kind of one of the biggest spaces, and you really couldn't hold a live event in there. So as a city to play, it's been really, really good. And I like the idea of walking around the locations for the specific Pokemon, but I hate the cap. The cap on the EVs is really, really, I think, pointless, just because if you can get around to more of these stops, why not just be able to cycle through until the end of the event? Some people want to chase it. I miss the days of, you know, the Liverpool Safari Zone where you had the Pikachu with the hat spawning in the wild. I don't see why Eevee had to be limited in research.
We had Coots with an Eevee hat on in Liverpool as well. It's not worn out here.
That was even more rare. But as a concept, I really like it, because it just means you can dictate how you play your event. We've had experiences of people who would want to go around as solo players, couples, and do their thing. People have tagged onto groups with us and wandered through getting the EV stops, going through the Gothic Quarter and the Citadel Park yesterday, today. Really, really love that you can sort of stylize. And we said this when we saw the event style. You can go, you can stylize your gameplay to how you suit and want to go about shiny grinding or doing whatever. Again, yeah, the spawns, they've come up. I see the theme, but being a day one player, it's kind of going to be a case of there's not much in there to chase. There's Skidoo and Eevee. It's been very, very fun. Bit of a mad city. I've actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
And actually, talking about the city, something that Adam educated Mark and myself on yesterday is the church that is near where Mark is staying, the Sagrada Familia, is actually out of Scarlet Violet, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think would have been cool is that since we're in Spain, I think they should have included at least one Paldean Pokemon, because Paldea is based off of Spain. I think they should have put Lechonk in this event. I think that would have been fine, and then that would have been a good thing instead of Sandygast, maybe.
Sandygast is getting all the hate today.
And rightly so.
I really struggled then, Marky, to not go, shiny Lechonk. Shiny Lechonk. Look, here's the thing, guys. No, don't
go on, Coopsie.
Here we go. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm in Barcelona.
Squirtle.
Life is hard.
You're hashtag sponsored, mate.
Listen, no. First of all, I'm loving it. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go home. I'm having the best time, as you can hear from my croaky hungover voice. But let's talk about Pokemon Go as an event. I think Dax makes a really valid point. And the one thing that I look forward to with these in-person Safari Zones Go Fest, I know this is the first ever City Safari, but it's the same thing, is the raiding aspects. I liked the fact you can go into a raid and there's 20 people consistently raid. Guzzle.
Was that you at the bar last night?
I already know what he's going to say, because I've been hearing his complaint all weekend.
The whole time I've been here, have done less than 5 raids. And that's the one thing that I like about when Niantic add in stops and add in gyms. you can just raid, 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 catch, catch, catch. Whereas I feel like here, I walked 30,000 steps yesterday, and it sometimes it takes a bit of a while to walk past the gym, and then you get to the gym, and it's a one star, or it's a mega Gengar, or it's just rubbish. So it's the raiding element for me has been really poor. But what I will say in their defence, they didn't actually really advertise raiding in the article, because that's the one thing
they didn't really,
which
they offered the raid lover, but they didn't advertise any special raids.
They did. They offered the raid lover.
All those alone eradicates.
And there was no love for the raiding. So that's sort of one aspect which I think moving forward really needs to be looked at, especially here he goes, beep, 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 especially with the nerf earlier on in the year. And you can only do your five. Ian's looking at me like, really? But no, but I'm being serious. That's one part of these events that I love, that you can all jump into a gym.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, those shiny circles. When does that happen? We had to do one yesterday with a mega Gengar. We were that desperate.
That's depressing.
So first of all, that's my first, not complaint, like I said, things to work on. The spawns, I don't care what anyone says, are absolutely horrendous. Guys, if you didn't come out here and you regret it, don't. Honestly, it Magikarp, Squirtle, like genuinely, it's absolutely spawn-wise.
Why are you just like ignoring Gible, Zangoose, Relicanth?
Zangoose.
Yeah, bro.
You guys don't care about Relicanth, or Zangoose, I guess.
Yeah. Still, I love how you just always point out a little this, that, huh? Gible's not a real thing, right? Yeah.
Well, Koops' game is just spawning Sandygast and Squirtle and Magikarp.
Carblast is pretty rare.
Dax, just say no, you had your opinion. Let me have mine, yeah? Are we clear? No, but guys, come on. The spawns are
a bit of a domestic, Koops.
Yeah, we are a bit of a domestic.
Bro, you can go play the Harvest Festival then, okay, if you're complaining.
Okay. Fine. In my opinion, I think the spawns are rubbish. I think, and to be fair, even though he's taken the mickey out of me, Dax did mention this, I think there needs to be a few more desirable spawns in there. Not loads, but just two or three that make you want to grind and make you want to get the XL.
Do you know, how sick would it have been if they'd thrown Frigibacks in as a rare spawn
amazing
for this event?
Amazing. But yeah, I don't need any Dunsparce or Anorith or Staryu XL. But look, it is what it is. And to be honest with you, I really like the research tasks. You can get them everywhere. I really like how big the city is, because you never run out of places to play. There is literally thousands of people here all in Pokemon Go merch. But yeah, in general, I can't make any other complaints. The whole city's lured up, which is amazing. Obviously, you got your 8 free incenses from the shop, which I think is brilliant. And I think I actually got, I got 16. Apart from that, I don't really care about costume Pokemon. You guys know this. So with the EVs, no, what is it, an EV? Yeah.
EV costume. Yeah.
Like, I didn't even finish my one yesterday, getting all that. Like, I don't really care for that, so that's not...
You should have seen the panic on his face when he realised there was 4 minutes to go and went, I haven't got 3 of them.
Yeah. Thanks for doing me in there. But look, apart from that, I think if those one or two more better spawns make the raiding system a bit better, I think it'll be absolutely fantastic. But yeah, the research tasks as a positive are amazing. It's just constant. Bam, 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 skidoo, 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 which is the one that we all want. Go on.
Did last year at the Safari Zones, did they have exclusive raid bosses that weren't in the regular rotation?
I don't remember if there was any exclusive raid bosses for the Safari.
What I'll say, because I remember listening, I think it was to your podcast before, and you were saying that having Guzzlord, the easiest raid boss to take down during an in-person event, is kind of defeats the purpose of the raid boss.
No. So.
No, that's what you said.
No.
I have it on video.
That's actually right, he did.
No. I did. No, listen, hear me out. What I was basically complaining about was the fact that, and this just comes back to my point, I look forward to these types of events because you do a lot of raiding. That's why I was upset out of all of the raid bosses that I could choose, Giratina, Palkia, Zekrom, out of all of the amazing raid bosses that I need hundos and shinies of. On the flip side, that didn't matter because I've literally done 4 raids since I've been here. So that's basically my point. I like these events because you can do a lot of raiding.
That's my point. I've got no point.
No, bro, I do. Am I making any sense? Be honest.
No, you went round in a really big circle then.
But I am kind of making sense, yeah.
What you mean.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think back, like, when we did Sevilla Safari Zone. We haven't really experienced an event like this other than GoFest, where they had city gameplay. And Sevilla Safari Zone focused in the park. The raids that were happening there were Tapu Fini at the time, as were when we did Liverpool in 2021. I think it was Giratina A, the wrong one, that popped up on the gyms when they actually decided to put gyms in the park.
Yep.
This is the first time we're experiencing city gameplay with non-tailored raids. And I get what you mean. It's sort of unfortunate timing.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. I apologise, because you are right. Maybe I was rattling off. But I feel like, I was gutted a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was gutted that it wasn't a good raid boss, because I would have been going ham. But now I'm here, and I've seen the layout of the raiding system, I'm like, oh, none of it matters because no one's been raiding, because it's actually quite impossible to raid, because there's not like a cluster of gyms anywhere where it's just constant raiding. So yeah, so that's we got there in the end.
That's the thing I'm gutted about, is I bought the raid lover add-on.
We got there in the end. Are you happy now, Dax? I explain myself.
Yeah, sure.
He's content over me.
Content.
I think, go Coops, I will back you up on that. You make a really good point, because I look back at previous events, like, there isn't that raid loving element about it, and I think it's almost quite ironic they call it raid lover, because we do love to raid, yet they're making it unlovable. I've not seen people in big groups raiding. You don't see that.
No one like, oh, shiny. No one.
And we did an ironic one with Gengar, you know, and we were all like kind of going, wee, no. And again, this isn't day one players talking. This is people that come here, play the game. There'll be people here that love raiding, and they've done everything they can to make it unraidable. And I will back you up on that completely. I will back you up, because I think back to other live events, and I know people say GoFest are different. It's a new concept. But bring Kyogre back for it.
That's a water type that fits with the beach theme.
Yeah, doesn't take a lot.
Yeah, just like Mewtwo spawns in the wild, you know?
It's not much to ask.
Well, all right. But no, that, I agree.
No, I agree too.
So after all that, we all agree on this.
I just feel like I've said this before. At a few of these events, bro, it would be non-stop, like bam, 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 raid, raid, raid. And it was amazing. It really was, not to be cliche and cringe, but it was amazing times. And there's just been zilch here with raiding, and I think it's a really huge part of the game, which I think they really need to
I agree with you. They can add stuff into it, like maybe increase the spawn rate of the tier 5, which at the moment is Guzzlord, and now the Shadow Moltres on the weekends, like just boost those, because not to allude to a future collab or anything, but Awesome Adam and I were stuck doing Galarian Zigzagoon raids and Rockcrufts, right, and
this
stuff.
Is my point.
We were very desperate for raids, and we couldn't find much raids to do that were kind of good. We had Rockruff, Guzzlord, and Mega Gengar.
We were literally looking for Mega Gengar going, ooh, this is the best we can do. So
yeah, it was a little rough. So I think they should have, instead of raids, I think potentially just giving us like the double incense, or like just having it part of the event regardless, you know. Or like a Stardust increase, or I don't know, something. You know?
Yeah, well, that was it. They actually gave you the split research, said, pick your bonus.
Yeah.
So I don't know what everyone went for, but I chose Stardust because it was like, oh, they gave us 16 free incense in the shop, so I don't need the increased incense duration.
I think the more I think about it, it just feels like they went light with multiple different ways to play. You know, they got the raid lover for the raids, you know, a little bit of research, but, you know, the special research was like 3 pages, super easy. Oh, yeah. You know, they went light with the wild spawns, like you said, nothing insane in the wild. So it seems like they kind of just went like light on everything. They didn't really have a focus on one big thing. And I feel like they should, like Adam said, focus on one, like this event's about the spawns. Let's put some crazy spawns in there. Let's put some Stardust bonus. The raids can be trash. Like, don't even include the raid lover bonus, because they don't want people raiding. They just want people catching. But at least it makes that one aspect. It's better to have one aspect really good than, I think, multiple aspects. So.
Got to agree, dude. It feels like not only did they have the opportunity to skimp on costs for a live event, they've skimped on the in-game stuff as well.
We've got to remember, this is a budget event. For a GoFest, for a Safari Zone, you're paying upwards of £50 for a ticket. This costs all in €30.
True, which is, in Coops' case, less than a sangria.
You can't have the same expectations that you would have from a GoFest or a Safari Zone.
To be honest, I wish I got the sangria instead of the tea. No, I'm absolutely loving it. Don't want other people to sort of take that away, the fact that I'm absolutely having the best time. I just think Pokemon Go-wise, the fact that I've not turned on the game today, it's an L, but look, it is what it is.
So moving away from talking about the City Safari, which I'm on the other side, I'm actually quite happy with what we've got, despite Coops' positivity there. Let's move into a game that we'll all be equally less positive about. It's time for Flex It Up, Flex, Flex It Up. So, Awesome Adam, Pokedexy, and boys, we're going to play the Flex game. This is a really simple game. The four of us are each going to pick something that will have happened through this weekend, and you're going to tell us your stats around that specific thing. So, for example, if I said how many shiny Skidoo, Dax would say 0.
I never fail when I set myself on a goal. I did get it, though.
That's good. So let's move straight in to the game. First up, how many shiny Skidoo did we each get?
I have 0.
For the whole weekend?
Yeah.
Damn.
He said the whole weekend. It was just yesterday and today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 0. Oh, wow. Okay. I feel bad now. Dex?
I got one. We're on the board. I'll take it. and Milo got 25.
Smug. Smug moment. I got 7.
Surprisingly, well done, Milo. You're amazing. surprisingly, I think you lot are going to be quite shocked at this. I actually, randomly enough, I don't know why, I got 4.
Nice number. I'm somewhere in the middle. I got 5.
Nice.
Absolutely amazing. And well, I'm not near you, but I've got 3. So one to take home to trade. So that's good.
And we do mention him sometimes, but I've got to ask. The Italian tripod. How many shiny skidoos did you get?
I got 6 of them.
6? Wow. Gonna have to start hanging around with you and Milo more.
Right, let's see who's got the best IV shiny. So it's anything that's been caught over these last couple of days. So anything shiny and IV wise, one of your highest one. I've set myself up to fail, Ian, because you might have to tell me what mine is. So I will start. I have got an 89% shiny skidoo, which I've evolved to Go-Goat.
And it's coming up here on PokeGenie as a 93%.
Sorry to burst your bubbles there, Sunshine. I've got a shiny Skidoo that's 96%.
Let me go first because I feel like mine's going to make yours look worse.
No, I hatched a 10, 10, 12 shiny Lickitung out of the event, so it's not an event spawn.
Wow, nice.
That's rare.
So I know Koos was talking a lot about his Guzzlord raids and he wasn't doing much raiding. But this morning while this guy was sleeping off his hangover, I went out to grind, did some Guzzlord raids, and actually got myself a 96 IV shiny Guzzlord.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And to round off, I have got 2 96% shiny Skidoos.
You just got to one up Ian like that, huh?
Yes.
Like, what,
I actually got 3, so.
Like, what do you get out of that? What do you get? Well, like, what do you get out of that? Going, oh. Like,
immense satisfaction.
No more points.
Exactly. He could have just said I've got 96 Skidoo, but he decides to go, I got 98. Yeah, well done.
Hey. I'd rather be smug than a liar.
I got 2.
Amazing.
But we're all trumped.
Shiny 98% Dunsparce.
So we all very much lose that one.
That is
Angus. That's a smashing.
That's only going to be useful when it evolves at some point.
Just get those dreams, Adam, and just crush them.
Hopefully, it's a 3-segmented Dunsparce.
Speaking of Dunsparce, Whitfield finally, after 4 years of searching, got his shiny Dunsparce.
At long last. But what's going to be the final category, Coops? Number of raids completed.
No. Yeah.
How many sangrias did you drink?
Okay, good. We're gone then. Let's go around the table. Hand. No, my one for you lot is going to be, so I didn't hatch eggs, but I want to ask because I'm interested. Speaking of the eggs, event eggs from this weekend, how many shinies did you hatch?
Big, fat, 0.
0, yep. Same, I was 0.
I haven't quite finished them.
0.
1.
Which was?
A Skidoo.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Congrats. Daxi?
Wait, what's the question?
How many shinies hatched out of eggs?
Yes, from this?
2.
2? What did you get?
Zangoose and a Gligar.
Wow, damn. Both blue. Amazing.
Does Gligar count?
No. I said today, that, but you weren't listening.
I just gave up on the 7Ks because it's so annoying to spin stops. And yeah. It was hatched.
I'm afraid it has the City Safari tag.
Does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
nice
Adam,
try.
Did you just get the Licky Licky?
I actually got something even cooler. I got, are you ready for this? A 96% Frigibax. First ever. Ever, yeah.
You were saying yesterday you were still hunting for one.
Yeah,
nice one,
exactly.
Man.
Yeah. I got it, yeah.
Wow.
I watched it happen. It was
but
cool.
In regards to shinies, you just hatched one. Just the lick. Just,
that's all I need.
Just the licking.
Yeah, yeah. Lick
I'd take the Frigibax over the, yeah. The shiny.
It's pretty rare.
Like 10 shinies, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hatch with Arvesta too, so I mean. Yeah.
So are we discounting the shiny thing then, or what? Adjudicator? You decide the winner of this round. Coops.
It's got to be my boy, innit?
Of course.
Pokey to the Daxi.
Well, you thought you were going to beat me.
With 0? With 0?
Daxi, Milo is the famous YouTuber.
Duh.
Well, I always notice Milo's just like asking who the winner is, you know? He's trying to win all these competitions.
I'm trying to put the pressure on him.
Skitty, skitty, doo. Where are you? Gonna find that shiny. Add a little auto tune on that for me.
100%.
We'll make sure that happens. Yeah.
Can't guarantee it'll be. I can't guarantee it'll be good.
He's not gonna add it, dude. I can guarantee it right now. He's not adding auto-tune, bro. I'm sorry.
We might just put some echo on it.
I don't need it. I'm naturally talented.
I mean, I'll be honest. That was hella flat.
Everyone, get into it. I got some videos of you singing in the room.
This is live blackmail right here on the Incensed Podcast. But this isn't new information. But we might as well jump into.
It's the news.
Live from Barcelona.
Live from Barcelona. It's so not new. You guys listening would have already been playing it for about 4 days. Yes. But the Halloween Part 1 event, we're not going to go over all of the details, but boys, essentially, we wanted it to be a case. Shiny Phantom, Coops, Trevenant, GBL pick, Shiny, is being released, as well as the new Generation 9 Greaveyard and Houndstone family, which I adore personally. So, new Pokemon release, epic, epic white new Shiny Phantom drop. Thoughts about it, because Part 1's happening right now and Part 2 is kicking off very soon.
I'm dying. I literally just reading the article and it says, it's at the bottom of the spots, it says, some trainers might even encounter the following, and it's a Sandy Ghast.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
But not everybody's been here this weekend, man.
I know, I'm joking. No, mate, honestly, this event looks amazing. Reading the article right now, obviously everyone will already be deep in with playing this event, but it looks amazing.
Dude, you're not playing it. Don't hype it up.
Bro, no, it looks good, bro.
Oh, yeah? You're going to open it up? Maybe catch a Sandy Gaster 2, close it up for the year?
Oh, no. Do you know what Coop's going to do? He is going to raid the 3-star Sandy Gast. Oh, yeah. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
You're going to get a 10, 13. What was your IVs on your Lickitung?
10, 10, 10, 10, 12.
Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a 10, 10, 12 Sandy Gast.
But no, it honestly, it looks amazing. And the fact that you can get Phantom, the new shiny, from Field Research Tasks as well.
That's quality.
Not too difficult.
And they're in the ticket to treats as well.
I will say, though, where is Garatina this Halloween season, you know?
On Star vacation. Quest season, baby.
Dax, don't start him off.
Yeah, Dax is right. I won't really be playing it, but it looks amazing. What about you two lads?
I mean, Halloween events are normally a pretty solid staple of the year's calendar. And this looks pretty good, actually. There's eggs to hatch. There was eggs to hatch, sort of. The Shiny Phantom is definitely going to be the chase, and it will be nice to see how often Grievard actually does spawn, because I've got a feeling it might be quite rare.
Sandy Gast from it.
No, not Sandy Gast. Coops will be chasing the Sandy Gast, I can guarantee it.
The Spiritomb being limited, I don't really like that much, because I know last year they did limit it to timed research, but 2 years ago they had it in the field research as all of October, actually, with the catch 18 dark types, catch 18 ghost types. And it was pretty rare, but I think just like limiting the Spiritomb, I don't know why they've started doing that these past years.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I agree with you, because I remember 2021 was a big grind to get Shiny Spiritomb for people. It was got people out chasing that quest. And putting it in time research, I seem to remember last year you got one.
So it was one, yeah.
Just one.
Which for the Shiny is a bit rude, to be honest. Yeah. So time to bring back Spiritomb.
Definitely.
Research.
But things that, I mean, if Coops, if you haven't turned on the game by the end of the event, there are stickers and avatar items. So don't forget to get your mask. Get your mask.
Get your mask.
And there's a few costumes. Oh, there's a Grievard wig.
Oh, look, there's a Koffer Grigus head.
I like the way that they've just made it. They've dropped the microphone literally with this one, Shiny Phantom. Brilliant. Halloween's a great time of year. I love it. It's the only time that most people play with the in-game music on. We've got the brand new family released as well. Grievard, isn't it? Grievard? We say Grievard, yeah. I love it. It's a nice family. It's a solid family. I just like the in-game. I want it to be eerie. And I just like it, you know, because as the seasons change, certainly in the UK, those lunchtime walks get a little bit darker. Those evenings draw in very early. They're the best events of the year. They haven't disappointed. Not disappointed whatsoever.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say too, I thought it was interesting because they have your masks like and like Cofferigus like as like outfits, but they don't have them as part of the event spawns for part one. Maybe it's gonna be part of part two.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, what I will say, and I'm gonna bring up a tweet by Yonkis because he did post this.
No one asked you for your opinion.
I'm actually gonna cut that mic so you saw. No, he was so I do agree. Halloween, great time, but we also do have to keep, you know, Niantic honest and compare. So last year, the spawns for part one of the event were pretty much the same. They had Zubat, Ghastly, Haunter, Spinarak, Murkrow, Mischievous, Sableye, Shuppet, Dusclops, Absol, Drifloon, Yamask, Golett, Phantom, and Punkaboo. This year, the spawns are pretty much the same. A couple changes, but they've actually cut some of the good spawns, like things like Sableye. Yamask is gone. Golett's out of the spawn pool, which is interesting because Golett didn't have a shiny last year, but now that it does have a shiny.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
From they New seem York. To have removed yeah. it because yeah. they don't. Maybe it'll be, again, it might be in part two. They've removed Absol, which was a great perma-boosted Pokemon for people to catch. So I don't know. I just feel like if you actually do compare part one of this year versus last year, we can't give them too much credit because this year is actually just kind of like directly worse. Again, part two might be better and introduce some of those better spawns, but.
I think they're basically banking on the Shiny Phantom and the Grievard.
They really are, but it's a quality Shiny and a quality new Mon. And thinking back to part one, part two last year, part one was a bit dead because Pumpkaboo didn't get released as the shiny for part one, and they dropped it with a costume for part two.
That's true.
And part two had so many costume Pokemon, it became like hunt Vulpix with a bow tie and sort of thing. There are new official Pokemon Halloween costumes for both Pikachu and Eevee.
With a scary hat on, maybe.
That'd be brilliant. Can we get Golett with a Your Mask mask?
Oh.
No, can we get Ian Waterfall with a Your Mask mask?
Your Mask mask.
Your Mask mask.
But boys, if you're not aware, look over at the Italian Tripod's phone. So there are official new Halloween costumes from Pokemon of Pikachu and Eevee. And it's Pikachu that's had a pumpkin sandwiched onto its head. And then the witch hat has moved from Pikachu after, what, 5-6 years? Has finally been plonked onto Eevee. So I don't know whether they'll come in part two.
Bro,
but
I hate costume Pokemon so much. Like, that just
really
annoyed
you,
me.
You never mention it.
Yeah. Okay.
You never mention it.
Yeah, Adam hater.
But they may be banking a lot on Phantom Shiny debut as well as Graveyard and a couple of other aspects. But I'm liking the look of this.
Yeah.
My favourite part is definitely the Shuppet showcases that'll be taking part, so you can get 700 dust and lose. But it will be a fantastic shiny hunt. I'm just hoping that the spawns are more focused on the newer stuff rather than just having Zubat and Ekans everywhere, to be honest. Can you imagine?
That's what Coops loves, isn't it? You know, it's Kanto.
Well, he likes hunting snakes.
Is Zubat higher? Oh, amazing. No, mate, looking forward to it. Let's get it. Spooky season.
Yeah, he says looking forward to it, but again, I just imagine Coops at home. Pokemon Go doesn't even get touched in the month of October.
Looking forward
Dax
to it ending.
Dax literally sat there in his pants just watching the TV.
Well, Dax has had first-hand experience of that with him seeing Goldeen.
Yeah, he has actually this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. Is it a good sight?
It's an interesting sight, that's for sure.
Amazing. Love that. Well, speaking of something which is amazing, it's my favourite section.
Shine of the week.
And I'm not going to clarify the spelling as we go into this one. But I'm going to go first, and I'm not going to use our social media for this. I'm going to use a real-life experience of my Shiners of the Week, because I am Prius, who was actually sat next to me on day one, got back-to-back Shiners when we were playing on day one, and it was Unknown C, next click, Shiny Skidoo. Back-to-back Shiners. Jeez. They were like two clicks and done, weren't they, man?
Yeah, thank you so much. Very, very happy about that.
Pretty
definitely,
good.
Definitely a good pick, for sure. I'm going to pick one off of X. LA Leo has written in saying, at Incense Podcast for hashtag Shiners of the Week, my first back-to-back ever. Almost dropped my phone when this happened. Love your show. And this is the throwback to the Detective Pikachu event. It's a Detective Pikachu Shiny followed immediately by a cowboy hat slowpoke shiny. So a very nice back-to-back from that event. Big congrats on that.
Jeez, poggers. So I've got one here from our Incense Podcast Instagram account. Shout out to Dan_622. Now, he's not actually said anything. He's just sent us a photo. Yeah, this is speaking of mic drops.
Check it out.
This is literally a mic drop, but he has got the Pikachu. What hat is that? Is that
Detective?
From, oh, it's the Detective Pikachu. Yes, because that event is happening, or it's just happened.
It's
isn't
finished.
It just finished.
Us.
Wow. Yeah, no idea what's going on in the game, but here we have it. So I don't know if that was a hashtag Shiny of the Week, Dan, or you were just trying to flex, but regardless, you've been mentioned. So GG's, bro.
Coops, are you excited for GoFest next week? It's happening, bro. Remember?
Yeah, I'm down.
GoFest.
Ottawa.
There you go. He'd love that.
You excited for a Hoenn tour? Cool.
That's soon, eh? That's soon.
And we've got the final Shiny of the Week. And she's with us, actually, for this recording. Mama Glass 1977. So happy to find this guy. Hashtag Shiners of the Week. And it, again, is the Shiny Detective Pikachu. GG's.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That will be heard, 2.5 weeks later compared to when it was posted. Unfortunately, that is going to wrap up this live show. Ian, is your phone buzzing?
Yeah, I just heard that.
It is. That's because we've got a...
Senor, what's that?
Okay, and I just had to include this because I've been called out for calling somebody out. So thanks, Dwayne, Del Hazard X, for sending in this WhatsApp message.
Hello, lads. This is Del Hazard, a.k.a. Dwayne. Hope everyone's having a great day. Since Ian called me out last week about sending in a voice note and deleting it, I figured I'd send it in again. It wasn't what you think it thought it was, though. I actually wanted to hear your thoughts on the Tickets of Treats event ticket. I deleted the note because I hate the sound of my own voice, but I guess I'm challenging myself now. Also, Kyle from another podcast basically thinks the same as me, so I feel vindicated in my opinion now, I guess. So basically, there isn't much talk about it now, but when it first got announced, there was some mixed feelings on it. Basically, I view it as a battle pass, but not like we see it in other games. It's similar to what we see in like Clash Royale, Fortnite, and Overwatch. I'll compare it to Fortnite because that's what I'm most familiar with. So their battle pass costs around £8 and it lasts for about 3 months and it covers the length of their seasons. Their one has about 100 tiers and it has additional tiers beyond the 100 and it includes like loads of cosmetic items and in-game currency. So you're spending money on a ticket and you also get the equivalent of Pokecoins for what you spend in addition to just the items. So compared to what Niantic have done, they haven't provided any reimbursement. And although the value of the premium items you get in the pass equates to more than the cost of the ticket, it can be a lot better. Another thing that those games do is provide a free track for the pass. So you have the same challenges or goals, but you get lesser rewards, which are also obtained on the premium track. So the good thing about this is that you can buy the premium track at any time. So basically you can complete the pass and then decide to buy it. So you know you're not losing out on any items. So this partially solves the issue of it being a timed research because you can't lose out. Overall, I think with some improvements, it could be a good thing for the game having a battle pass. I think Niantic should outright call it a battle pass because that's basically what it's leaning towards. I like the long-term goals and challenges such as the masterwork research. And at the end of the day, it's optional, so you're not forced to buy it. But yeah, I thought it would just be interesting to hear your guys' thoughts on it. So yeah, I hope my voice hasn't been too annoying and look forward to Barcelona. Or if this is coming out after Barcelona, I hope we had a great time. I'm sure we did. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Dwayne, for sending that in. And it's something...
It was a short voice note, wasn't it? It was a short one.
Short voice note. And sorry, we couldn't react. We were listening to it live. But we've made mention of this on many events when there's been a paid ticket. I remember firmly when the second part of the Paldean adventure, and we were taking this out of how, you know, you got to pour me for £5. Niantic have always been, in my view, extremely stingy when it comes to paid monetary value of things. Just cast your mind back to Galarian Mr. Mime dropping for the first time. That was £8 for two encounters with a non-shiny potential. We've always said they can do more, and really should do, because you put real money into the game for a special ticket or whatever. For them, it's nothing. It's a item that they give a value to, and you pay for that value. Why not throw some more stuff in? In terms of the season pass, they do seasonal research. Like, we've got, as you said, the Ticket of Treats, which thanks very much for gifting it to me. Yes, it's season, or it's month-long in this case. We've sometimes had season-long research, but it's like three stages, you get it done in 20 minutes and then you sit around waiting for 4 weeks. There should be a season pass, and it shouldn't be too difficult to come up with an idea of saying, hey, there's a weekly challenge, you complete it, and once you've got it, you don't lose it. So it might be an interesting way if they decide to do something like a season pass of keeping people engaged, but there needs to be an integration with IRL events or in-game events that are going on.
It's sectional based on the events.
At the time of recording this, we've got the Pumpkaboo encounters for catching however many Pokemon, and then when the Halloween event switches around, you get the Phantump ones. And that's good, but it's released once a week. It's only for a month. If they did 3 months for a whole season, it could do quite well. It just leads me to think that they don't perhaps plan the season ahead as much as they should. That's the only thing.
I like the idea that if there was two that ran side by side and you could then pick the chargeable ticket later and then get all of the rewards that you would have already accrued.
I like it. I think it's good. I think the way they've tied it into the season's quite handy. Ticketed events that might coincide with other parts of the game. I think they've already written all the names for the future ones if Niantic employees are on online. I think, hey, what more? It's something else. If you want to buy it, you buy it. If you don't want to buy it, you don't buy it. It's been fresh. Every week, something different. What, we've had two as we sit down and record this. By the time you're hearing this, you'll be into your third one, coming to maybe back into your third, yeah, Halloween event one, yeah. Again, I understand the similarities to maybe like other games where you might get more out of it, but we didn't have these before in this game. You can make a choice, can't you? I think it all comes down to a choice. If you want to buy it, you'll buy it. If you don't, you don't. Over a month of events, ticketed items for $5.99, it's still cheaper than Mr. Crime.
And Coops doesn't play the game enough to buy the tickets, so.
And you, my friend, are bang on. what a lovely way to end the episode with another dig.
Sorry, Murray.
No, mate, Milo, it's you, Umbro, if it's cool. Before you wrap up, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Pokedaxi and to Awesome Adam. What do we say? To Awesome Adam, what do we say?
Verbal contract.
It's a verbal contract, mate. We will contact you in the next few weeks.
I'm down.
And we'll sort out a date and we'll have you on as a guest. And we'll get to know you a bit more, yeah, mate. Sure. So, and Daxi, go away. Thanks.
I'm never coming on this podcast ever again.
Verbal contract.
There we go.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, but boys, all jokes. So thank you very much for getting involved.
We really appreciate your time.
To the podcast, lads. Boys, appreciate you lot.
It's been a good one. It's been nice to sit here when everyone else is having a siesta in Spain, but not everyone's having a siesta as I can see across the road. But there we go.
Are they playing Pokemon too?
No.
No, they're not. Okay. Well, yeah, we have to wrap up this live show from Barcelona. There's still City Safari EVs to go and get that Coops needs. So we all say thank you very much
for listening to us. I need them
too, actually. Yeah, well, okay. You've missed them this morning, actually. That's true. But if you enjoyed listening to this show, don't hesitate to drop a 5-star review on any of the podcast platforms that you can listen to us on. And if you could leave a written review, that'd be amazing as well. And of course, if you can do, hit the follow/plus/subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on. We always drop an episode on a Sunday. We never miss a week, as we always say. And we just have to say thank you very much to anybody who's a patron of ours on the bronze and the silver tiers. Thank you so much for your contributions. And a special thank you to anybody who's a gold tier patron, who are Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, Apex 171, Mufti, Barside 2, JLH 1919, Highbone and Maz, aka Osma Lionheart, who we managed to give the cap to.
We did, actually. We didn't talk about that, yeah. Morning.
We managed to give the hat in person.
It was amazing. Maz, absolutely amazing. Please, you won as well. Lovely winner.
Thank you so much, everybody who is a Patreon member. You genuinely allow us to make this show sound as good and crisp and clean as it does. Even these live shows that are possibly recorded amidst the real world chaos.
Thanks to the sangria as well.
Unfortunately, boys, we've got to finish our sangrias and go.
But lads, wait. Good news.
What?
This Tuesday is Phantom Spotlight Hour. So that jokes aside, that's actually probably the first ever good news that we've done. It's actually good news. So
that is genuinely incredible. Good luck, people. And on that smashing bombshell, we will hopefully catch you all next week for your MASH Spotlight Hour.
Shouldn't we really say, what is it? Adios. No, what's bye in Spanish?
Hasta la vista.
Adios. Yeah. Adios.
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 Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.